What is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with football this morning. And I did warn you about this. Don't bet on Liverpool. They've been on holiday for the last week. Well, the Premier League champions, Liverpool, twice led a lead slip as Brighton fought back in style to gain a victory that boosts their slim hopes of securing European football next season. Brighton winning the match 3-2. Liverpool now winless in their last three matches since becoming champions. Thoughts of manager Arne Slot.
From the moment onwards when they scored a 2-2, I think momentum swung their way. And then they scored their third goal, which was also a close margin. These games are close margins because two very good teams on the pitch. And unfortunately, we didn't score the third.
Yeah, so that was in the Premier League. Now, Man United midfielder Mason Mount says this season has been a big disappointment. They could still end the campaign with a trophy with them facing Tottenham in the Europa League final tomorrow night. Mount says they are desperate to give their supporters something to cheer about.
If the small details are not right, you can be punished. We're close to correcting them. But when you win trophies, you get extra confidence. As you said, you build that togetherness as a group. So yeah, we want to finish on a positive note and next season come back. Pre-season work really hard and then attack it again.
Over to the rugby field, the 2026 Six Nations will begin on the 5th of February with the first ever Thursday night fixture seeing France hosting Ireland. The final round of matches will be held on the 14th of March with France hosting England. The Welsh play Italy and Ireland welcome Scotland. Abhishek Sharma smashed at 20-ball-59 as the Sunrisers Hyderabad chased down 206 to defeat the Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets and keep their playoff chances alive in the IPL. For the East Coast Raiders sports team, I'm Sky Shabalala.